Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 127, Hands-On Tracker Comparison, Tile Slim versus Apple AirTag. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will give you an overview of the new Apple AirTag and discuss the differences between Apple's new AirTag and the tried and true Tile Slim. This will hopefully give you insight of what tracker you may want to choose for your valuables. Let's give you a quick overview of the AirTag. Apple introduced the long-awaited AirTag, a small and elegantly designed accessory that helps keep track of and find the items that matter most with Apple's Find My app. If you would like to know more about the AirTag itself, please listen to the Apple event coverage at Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 124 at macminutes.blubrry.net. Each round AirTag is small and lightweight, features precision-etched polished stainless steel, and is IP67 water and dust resistant. A built-in speaker plays sounds to help locate AirTag, while a removable cover makes it available for users to replace the battery. Both of these features I will address further. AirTag features the same magical setup experience as AirPods. Just bring AirTag close to iPhone and it will connect simply. Users can assign AirTag to an item and name it with a default like keys or jacket or provide a custom name of their choosing. Customers can personalize AirTag with free engraving, including text and a selection of 31 emoji when purchasing from Apple.com or the Apple Store app. The Tile Slim I've used for quite a long time versus the Apple AirTag I've had for little more than a week. The real test of any tracker is when you actually lose the item that it's attached to, and so far I haven't lost anything with my AirTag. I've run some hypothetical trials for curiosity and this podcast. AirTag can be purchased in 1 and 4 packs for $29 and $99 US respectively. Following the unboxing, my first view of the AirTag was impressive, although it does not come with a means to attach it. That has been a big disappointment for me, which has delayed the deployment of my AirTags. I have ordered Apple's keyring holder and a third-party keyring from Belkin and a couple others from Amazon. Prices range from about $10 to $15 from Amazon to $29 and up from Apple. I use the Tile Slim for my wallet, which is ideal, so no keyring attachment is necessary. Tile does make a Mate tracker, which has a key attachment. It's less expensive than the AirTag at $19.99. The Slim, which I used for this comparison, is $29.99 US, so for practical purposes, the same price as the AirTag. So in the price category, the comparison is a draw. I do not envision me using an AirTag for my wallet because of its thickness. The Tile Slim will remain my item of choice for this purpose. Let's now talk about tracking, which is the primary purpose of the device. Whether attached to a handbag, keys, backpack, or other items, AirTag taps into what will eventually be a vast global Find My network to help locate a lost item, all while keeping location data private and anonymous with end-to-end encryption. AirTag setup is easy as well. Getting started with AirTag is classic Apple simple. You unbox it, pull out the tab, and it instantly pops up the setup card on your nearby iPhone. Give the tag a name, and you are pretty much done. It will appear in the New Items tab in the Find My app, where users can view the item's current or last known location on a map. If a user misplaces their item and it is within Bluetooth range, they can use the Find My app to play a sound from the AirTag to help locate it. AirTag users can also ask the S Lady to find their item, and AirTag will play a sound if it is nearby. The sound from the Tile Slim seemed louder than that of the AirTag, making it easier to find when close to the lost item. I wish the AirTag was louder. Tile's operation is similar, but is not compatible with the Find My application. Tile uses its own application ecosystem. I would guess Tile's network of devices is larger presently, but will soon be overcome by Apple's AirTags. The breadth of the Find My network is going to be hard for any company to beat. Apple has precision finding for iPhone 11 and iPhone 12 users. This advanced technology can more accurately determine the distance and direction to a lost AirTag when it is in range. As a user moves, precision finding fuses input from the camera, AR kit, accelerometer, and gyroscope, and then will guide them using a combination of sound, haptics, and visual feedback. If AirTag is separated from its owner and out of Bluetooth range, the Find My network can help track it down. The Find My network is approaching a billion Apple devices and can detect Bluetooth signals from a lost AirTag and relay the location back to its owner, all in the background, anonymously and privately, and I'm sure that billion number is rising daily. If you leave your AirTag bag behind in a park, it isn't going to be too long for someone with an iPhone to walk by it and it will light up. Users can also place AirTag into lost mode and be notified when it is in range or has been located by the vast Find My network. If a lost AirTag is found by someone, they can tap in using their iPhone or any NFC-capable device and be taken to a website that will display a contact phone number for their owner if they have provided one. AirTag includes support for the accessibility features built into iOS. Precision finding using VoiceOver, for example, can direct users who are blind or have low vision to AirTag with directions like, AirTag is 9 feet away on your left. It appears that Apple will have the advantage here, and with only a week of use, it would be premature for me to say which one is better. As far as the AirTag is concerned, its biggest downside is there is no ability to share your items with other people. If I have an item that is lost, such as my bike, it would be better for my bike club with 50 or so members searching for my bike. As of iOS 14.5, only the owner can see the AirTag's location in Find Mine. This means you can't let your partner find your keys or keep track of your luggage or whatever other scenario you can imagine. I also would like to see an option to enable a more active tether between the iPhone and the AirTag. For some items, I would like to get notified the moment the AirTag goes out of Bluetooth range. This could be useful, especially in an airport setting, for instance, so you can instantly be told if you have forgotten to bring your hand luggage with you or have forgotten an item. We'll have to see how aggressive Apple is about changing AirTag's capabilities with software updates. The final comparison is battery life. Apple's AirTag has a replaceable battery, while Tile claims a 3-year lifetime on their model depending on use. I sort of like being able to replace the battery. I have several Tiles which I have yet to use their discounted replacement program. To give a winner or loser, I would say there is none. They each have their advantages and disadvantages, which I have covered. I would say give the AirTags a try. As Apple refines and upgrades the AirTag, it might be more advantageous than the Tile. Right now, I have added AirTags and kept my Tile in use. I hope that has helped you and you've learned a couple things. I'd urge you to join the Facebook Mac Minutes podcast group where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. If you have a question or an idea for a podcast, please reach me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at MacMinutesPodcast.com. Other places we post news and events are on social media at Twitter and Facebook. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for this week. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Overcast, Chartable, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself, and we'll see you soon as we venture onward with the Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. I hope you have a great week ahead, and we'll talk to you next week.